Well, this is interesting. It's been years since I posted something on here. I don't know the rules. I know it's gone, I think it was, 5 minutes, audio boo. And now it's gone to audio boom. And I don't even know if I can swear, but fuck it. Flag this up, probably. I just need some time to talk about something that's on my mind. I'm here to talk about Apple, the iPad. I've been an Android user for a long time now, quite a long time, and only recently I've acquired an iPad 2. And I just tried using it, and fucking hell, I've never ever, I don't understand how the Apple system works. Basically, with an Android phone, you log in, you got to put your password in and maybe verify, and then that's it. Everything's downloaded if you wish, or you go into the App Store and you say, right, I want to get that free app, click, I want to click that free app, click. You can put ad blockers on, you can add custom keyboards, and you know, you can really make it your own. The Apple system is so locked down, convoluted and backwards. I'm absolutely boggled. I don't understand how people... The way I describe it is this. When I see someone by choice, and not because they have to for their job, who own an iPhone, I just think less of them for it. I think that they're inferior to me, basically. Because only a fucking idiot would put their hand in their pocket and throwing £300 or £400 on a phone. I've done it in the past. But Android really come on leaps and bounds then. And there's a couple of examples that bring my piss to an absolute complete simmer. What do they call it? A rolling boil. My piss to a rolling boil. So I signed in on the iPad and everything else. Now, I never understand how the updates that they push out to the iPad make it as bad as ever, as bad as it is. So you get an update to the iPad and it seems to make it slower and slower and slower. This iPad 2 I've got, which is years old, granted, years old, but it should still work. And yet it's slow as fuck. You know, I try and install something on it. If I try and download and install 2 to 3 apps at the same time, fucking hell, it nearly catches fire. It's slow as anything. I've never seen anything like it. So you go onto the App Store and all of a sudden you're just bombarded by shit. You're bombarded by app games, all in-app purchases, games. You know, the fucking Candy Crush and all that other shit. Tons of them all over the place. You look for some free apps. So you get the usual, YouTube and Facebook. You're a muppet. And then afterwards, after it's slowed down to a complete halt, you find that the choice isn't there. For example, there's quite a few Reddit apps you can pick from on Android. There's only a handful on the App Store for Apple. Some of them have the official Android app hasn't been updated since September 2015. That's a bit of a disgrace. It's got like 2.5 stars, if that. Everyone's slagging it off. So I spent ages trying to find, you know, when you go from Android to Apple, you want to take the experience with you. So naturally you go through the App Store and you try and find apps that you use on the Android phone. And I tell you, you'll be hard pressed to find decent ones. Replacements. The big basic ones. Gmail, Chrome, Facebook, Spotify, stuff like that. It's fine. But even such a thing like the keyboard, it's a fucking mess. Like, I use SwiftKey on my Android. Now, my password contains a hash symbol, or pound symbol, however you want to call it, right? So, I have to push the ABC123 button, bottom left of the Apple keyboard. Then I have to press the button above that to get the hashtag up. So every time I got to type my password in to download a free app, by the way, which is every time, I have to put that in. It's taken years of my fucking life just doing the most basic stuff. And when you boil it all away, it's just crap. The thought of me sitting here and use it to play games and to do things on is a waste of time. I've had to put it down and get my trusty old Samsung S6 out and chat to you on it. And I don't know how many minutes I'm using it now. I'm probably over. Oh no, I've still got 4.5 left. So I'm going to start uploading, if I can, my old audio booths, because I don't even know if they're on it. I couldn't find a way of seeing it. So anyway, this is me signing off. Don't buy any Apple products. Because unless you look in a mirror, if you look in the mirror and you see a wanker staring back at you, you probably already own an iPhone or an iPad. But as God is my witness, I will never buy one. And the first thing I'm doing is wiping this iPad and selling it. I've had enough. I've had enough of it. Just trying to do the basics is making me feel old. See you later.